Are you tired of training hard but not getting any faster? Stuck on the same plateau following the same generic plan? Then stop guessing. Your strongest year starts right now with Athletica. Athletica is your AI-powered coach that adapts your training daily based on your performance. For a limited time, you can lock in a full year of smart training and save 15% on an annual plan. The code is valid until November 16th. But that's not all. You also get exclusive first access to Athletica U, our new course with elite sports scientist Dr. Paul Larson that teaches you the science behind your training. Don't just train harder, train smarter. Visit athletica.ai to get your annual discount and be the first in line for Athletica U.
Even if you try a coach for a while, it's always okay to say, hey, this is not working. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, you haven't wasted. It's always a learning process for both of you, right?
Welcome to the Athlete's Compass podcast. Each week, renowned sports scientist and founder of Athletica AI, Dr. Paul Larson, athlete, coach, and sports scientist Mariana Rakai, and coach and cyclist Paul Warlowski discuss training, racing, and improving your health and fitness. Get ready for your journey to peak performance. Hello, and welcome to the Athlete's Compass podcast, where we navigate training, fitness, and health for everyday athletes. Today, we're diving into a question many endurance athletes face. Do I need a coach? With tools like Athletica and other AI-driven training platforms, athletes now have access to personalized, science-based training plans at their fingertips. But is that enough? In this episode, we're going to explore two sides of the story. If you're already using Athletica, what can a coach add that the software can't? And number two, if you're training without Athletica or any structured training platform, why might a coach be the difference between hitting plateaus, which we talked about in our last episode, and making progress? We'll dig into how coaches provide accountability, adjust for the realities of life, and help you grow, not just as an athlete, but as a whole person. So I have been coaching full-time for the last 6 years, mostly cyclists with some runners and triathletes. Mariana, how long have you been a coach, and who do you primarily coach?
I've been a coach for a very long time. Over 20 years. And it started with other youth athletes. So this is a typical Nordic approach where the older athletes get to coach the younger ones. We didn't always love it, but every week we had a session that we had to coach the younger runners and track and field athletes, which I think like afterwards was what really started my passion for coaching. So Thanks my old coaches for making us do that. But yeah, I've coached for a very long time. Triathletes, skiers, runners, men and female. Mm-hmm. When I started coaching, it was the little ones, 6, 7 year olds. And I've also coached 72 year old kick-ass skier from Whistler. So a good range.
Awesome. Isn't that amazing when you get to coach, you know, everybody from juniors to older, you know, older athletes who are in their 60s and 70s. And I once coached an 80-year-old and it was mind-blowing. It was awesome. So, Paul, what about you? Who are you coaching and what are you doing?
Well, let's see. I was kind of thinking when I've coached for 15 years and I started coaching when I was actually working at High Performance Sport New Zealand, which was a real no-no because I was working as a lead physiologist in the program, the Olympic program there. But it just came naturally from working with a key Olympian. She went and asked if I could be her coach. And so it was very unexpected, so I moved from being a sports scientist, physiologist to to actually a coach at that point, and then really caught the love for it. And I think it kind of comes down to maybe what can be like the key benefit is it kind of comes down to interpersonal relationships. It just naturally made a really meaningful relationship with that individual. And this is really where I think the human coach has an advantage on the machine coaches. It is just like that human to human connection and getting the conversations. And so it really started there for me, and it's moved across sports of cycling, mountain biking, running, certainly a lot of triathlon, a lot of triathletes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are all the sports that I've kind of coached with. And you'll notice that those are similar sports that are all within Athletica, right? So it's those ones are the ones that I fell in love with.
So Paul, you give us a kind of a window into Athletica, but Athletica provides adaptive AI based training. What can a coach add that the software can't?
Yeah, well, I think I alluded to it there, right? I really believe it's the key thing is the relationship thing, like the empathy and the understanding and the like. People more or less really like they do enjoy talking to AI. I certainly do too. And talking to ChatGPT and these sorts of things, there's definitely something there. But I really like talking to, and I've been coached myself, right? Like Gordon Walker is a legendary coach in New Zealand. He coached me for my sub 10 Ironman. And I really enjoyed reflecting with Gordon on my sessions that I was doing. He set, they were set up, but then it was really the reflection process that was so nice to kind of do, right? And we learned about that last from Jared, right? Where Jared was talking about the process of reflection that you should do yourself as an athlete, right? How was my effort? Where was the success in that session, and am I making progress, right? And it's lovely to be able to actually do that with a coach in various places in your program, especially when pardon the phrase, but when the shit hits the fan. It's like you need sometimes a really good sounding board to help you through whatever you're kind of going through.
Yeah, you totally nailed it. Like you, when shit hits the fan, like it's so good to have a human sounding board that you have a good relationship with, that you can just text, "Hey, I'm feeling exhausted. I just walk home."
Yeah, and maybe you even know the answer, but sometimes it's just nice to actually have a person to give you that empathy and understanding about it all. Yeah. And it just feels a lot better and helps you move forward.
Yeah, it is exactly that. Like you're never alone. Like you're on the run. You're never alone when you have a human coach mm-hmm. or when you're doing your brutal gravel ride or race, or you're in the middle of a marathon. You always know that you have somebody that is lifting you up and giving you that extra push, even though maybe the coach is not there physically. I mean, like,
exactly. They're in your ear,
Yeah.
I know that one of the things that I get to do with athletes on Athletica is, I've got one in particular that I'm thinking about whose heart rate has been consistently low coming into the program. And it's like, I wonder if, there is some overreaching going on here, and you've got a race coming up, but after that race, let's ignore what Athletica is saying and let's just take a week and recover and do some long walks and take your dog out. And I think that is something that, AI coach is going to give us a program. And I think that there are some times when we can interpret the data, we can look at what's there in a way that helps us, that helps inform us that maybe we need to make some changes. How else can we interpret data and adjust training beyond what Athletic suggests?
Yeah, well, I think you really nailed the key crux, Paul, in terms of what AI at this point can't do. And it's an adaptive plan, which is super cool and super innovative. But it's like at the same time, it's a plan, and there's often so many different layers that we have to kind of get under in different contexts and these sorts of things that the AI just can't. At least at this point, it's not getting. It's going to continue to get better and better as we go, But again, like you're just highlighting some things that you're seeing that the AI is not seeing. And that's where a coach is really, really useful. Their coach is there to help you reflect, to be big picture, and to help you with plateaus, as we've, you know, spoken about recently. You know, and on and on and on it kind of goes. There's so many, there's an infinite number of contextual items across the big picture of your life that that could relate to your ability to make forward progress. And your coach is there to help you with that. And I'll just say that, you know, coaches that are coming in and their whole skill set is just to give you a training plan. To me, I think that was yesterday's coach, but I don't think that's too useful going forward in today's age. You've got to have, you know, we still want to have that skill set for sure to modify things that maybe AI is doing, but I think it's this human to human interaction that I think is going to be vital moving forward for tomorrow's coach.
Mm-hmm. We're all in international. Us three, we're sitting in totally different places, far apart. And I think human coaches that have a local community, they are amazing. And being a part of, you know, a coaching group is super helpful for athletes. But if you live somewhere where you don't know any coaches, or, you know, you don't like any coaches around you, or online coaches that can provide some form of weekly training sessions, for example, like Paul, you do on Velocity, they can bring their own skill set and see you, and you see them live, and, you know, you can get that feedback is super, super helpful. That you don't get an AI coach yet to do that for you.
That's just so well said, MJ. Sorry, Paul, but I would just like, I'm reflecting on MJ's last session where I witnessed that, and she, you know, she, one of the individuals that was there, she totally recognized that heart rate was a little bit high in that individual, and she recommended nicely for that athlete to pull back in the session. So live coaching in the session, and, you know, it was, and this is all, you know, free on Athletica too. So it's like, yeah, that one-on-one coaching is available in these sorts of situations in the group setting. Amazing.
And it's very rare that you have coaches that offer that these days, like online coaches. So
yeah, live, of course, live.
Yeah.
We have what, 3-4 live classes a week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings, Thursday mornings, Friday morning on Wednesday, Velocity. So
Wednesday for Europeans.
Wednesday. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So in what situations might an athlete benefit from both an AI guidance and a coach's personal expertise in working together?
Look, I think, well, you know, my bias is that this is what we offer in Athletica for both our, you know, for our athletes and for our coaches. So I stand by the fact that the Athletica plans are very solid. You know, they're not 100% perfect, but they're about 95% there, and we'll continue to refine those in the future, especially with the AI agents that we're throwing in there and an AI agent optimization feature. So that is going to get better and better as we go. Then couple the plan, the ideal plan, you know, and all the various features that the plan offers, like the workout wizard, like your workout reserve, again, that you can see in Velocity in real time. Then heart rate variability assessment. That's like having a sports scientist that complements the coach. And now you throw a coach in there that also speaks all the language and knows all the features of Athletica and knows you as a person, to help guide you and have that interpersonal relationship. I mean, this is how you make, you know, personal best in the future. So that's my bias, but that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think, especially if you're one, quite new to endurance training, or you're stepping up your game, want to follow a program. Two, you're not very comfortable with the tech. a human coach can help you understand, like, what does the watch mean? What is the what is the zone two? And you know, people don't necessarily don't understand how to read a profile. For example, Athletica's profiling, pace and power profiling, best.
But what is it?
Not everybody understand that. So having a coach that can read all the data and you know, explain it to you, and why is it important to go easy on the zone two ride and not, you know, go as hard as you can so that you can test how far you can go hard. you know, so many people, I think they think that, okay, once I reach this certain level, I'm doing a five hour half Ironman, then I need a coach to bring me up one more level. But I would say it is much more important to have a coach in the beginning of your journey. Mm-hmm. So you learn all these tech and physiology a little bit so that you can take the shortcut, you know, like you don't do so many mistakes. So I would say that, you know, having a coach guide you through for a while is a really important, and then you can make a decision like if you want to continue with the coach or just try the AI plan.
Yeah, nice. I want to bounce off that and ask you too, how do you work in that with your own coaching when you take on new clients that are using Athletica? Like, what's a typical process? Like, how does it actually work for them? Like, where they get to a little bit of your time, but then they are also using Athletica.
So we first of all just take a look at the big picture, and you know, take a look at, you know, what's not on Athletica, and they're setting their goals and setting their, you know, what are their dreams, but what are their bucket lists? You know, what do they want to accomplish? We really get into that. What's their training history been? What can we learn about their mental state and how dedicated they are? What, you know, what kind of time they have and what their schedule looks like? You know, I just got a message from somebody who's a med student working 70 hour weeks, but wants to train. And it's like, I don't know how you're going to do that, but we'll figure something out. You know, we'll come up with some minimal effective dose and get something in. But I think, you know, getting that kind of context for the athlete is how I start.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Totally. Yeah. I actually am not coaching at the moment. My time is pretty limited, but I do offer consultations where I can get people started with Athletica and kind of offer them guidance on a consultation basis. But I'm not doing like a day-to-day coaching anymore or at this moment.
You're kind of coaching the 1,000 customers that are sending messages to you on the forum, aren't you, MJ?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could say that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and Paul, I'm sending your messages too. It's like, on a personal note, Mariana, this is what's going on right now. What do you think? Well, you know, what should I try? So she's consulting with me as well. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're not using Athletica, what are some of the main challenges of trying to train on your own without guidance?
Well, you know, that's how I started, right? Like, because none of these things, not even Training Peaks, was around or any coaching. That's how old I am in terms of when I started, at least in the sport of triathlon. And I would just basically make up stuff myself. A legend like Dave Scott or Scott Tinley would put something on the Triathlete magazine back then, and you'd sort of try to copy a little bit of it. And you basically, the formula was go long and go hard, and you go and do that as much as you can. And that's what I did. And of course, you just like, you burn out, and then you recover, and then you do it all again. And it's, you keep hitting your head against the wall until finally, went and studied the stuff, I guess, ultimately. And now there's these sort of season plans, and you just don't have to do that anymore. If you can start to go on to more the right track for at an earlier age and improve that feedback loop process ultimately, using it. And then of course, like we're talking about, like you can find coaches that can also guide you through the process, because we're all individual with various different, situations, whether that's, age or body composition or fitness levels and all these various different factors. But everything is fixable and everything can work towards, we talked about this with Jared, but it's like having that sense of purpose. Why am I doing this? And then because we know if we want happiness in life, and we know that having a purpose, a sense of purpose, like a goal, it could be anything from doing a first 5K to a marathon, to an Ironman, to a Grand Fondo, whatever it might be, that is a great process to get under. And a coach can be super useful at holding your hand and walking you through that process. And coupled with Athletica and the right plan, the coach making sure you're on the right plan, right? Because there's lots of, as MJ knows, and she's fixing people's plans all the time, and Paul knows, like, there's still a lot of wrong ways you can do things on even Athletica. So get you pointed in the right direction so that you're going down the right track and on the right road to reach your goal.
Mm-hmm. And a good coach sees you and can tell you when to take a break. Sometimes it's a forced now you're not doing anything for 2 weeks, but you need a break sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to say, like, when we've talked about plateaus and overtraining, like, it is so hard when you're alone in that journey to know when enough is enough, so a coach can offer that another, pair of eyes and understanding what is needed for you as a person with all the context in your life, what is needed from you to reach your goal, because they know the goal event demand, and then they can kind of figure out Athletica figures out the plan and the training plan, but also the human coach can understand what AI can't read your mind yet. And and sometimes we are just too deep in the weeds to understand what's going on, like when you're overreaching.
Yeah, but you said it, a coach sees you, right? And that is so important. I learned that early on. That's what you have to do. Like, for anything that's really, if you're building teams, you have to be present. The coach needs to be present, or the leader needs to be present and listening to the individual, seeing that person. So that's just, it's so vital. And then the other key thing that the coach should be doing is asking good questions to get that insight into what they need to see, what you are feeling about your situation, about your context. So that's, these are traits of a good coach. These are traits of a good leader. And a coach is ultimately a teacher and a leader for you, because they've done that in the past. They're helping you walk the pathway that you want to walk towards your goal, for your sense of purpose, right? For your mental health, all these things we've talked about that you want to have. That's what the coach is there to help you with.
I had the opportunity on Saturday to talk with one of my athletes in person, and he did a cyclocross race, and he did a lot this spring and summer. He did a lot of different events and different cycling tours and rides and races and fat biking and did it all. And he got done with the race, and he's been kind of on the edge a little bit. And he got done with the race and came over, and we were chatting a little bit, and I could just look in his face and I go, I know what you need right now. And I was going to wait for him to say something and kind of lead him to that. I think we need to take some time and take a little mid-season break right now. And he came up with the same idea. And I think that's part of it. And I think that there's an element of understanding the big picture and being, when I was teaching middle school, the idea was always that we were the walls against which the kids bounced. And there's that element of that in coaching, I think, as well, that we can reflect back to the athlete what they might not be able to see. I think that comes with accountability. I think that comes with their consistency. if they miss a couple days, what, you know, what's going on here? And we can send a quick message and say, hey, you missed a couple days. Everything okay? And I think that there's a big value there.
For sure. And you know, I was taught this by Athletica ambassador, Ironman champion, Andy Buescher. I had the absolute privilege of coaching in his final years as an athlete. And, he won Ironman Lanzarote just outside a course record on his way out. But he said to me, you know, it's we as athletes, we don't actually know the pathway. And here's a guy who's an Ironman champion, and he didn't know the way to go. And he came and he asked for help. And that's what, you know, if you're listening and you're an athlete and you have a certain goal in mind, you want to connect with a coach that can be on your team towards reaching that goal. It's like, and you're not expected to know everything. So don't beat yourself up if you don't. There's a lot, and there's so much info out there, but you still sometimes need a coach to help you separate the wheat from the chaff, because it's almost like it's too much sometimes to take it all in and process. And the coach who's been there before, that you should have the confidence that to go with them, that they you know, they've seen enough that they can kind of go that way with you and lead you to where you need to be. And spoke to Dan Lorang, great coach on the Training Science podcast, right? And he was sort of, you know, it's sort of similar. Like, he's had a 20-year career of making mistakes, and we as coaches make mistakes all the time. I put my hand up and made so many different mistakes. Made mistakes with Andy and Kyle and all the guys that I've coached, and they helped me learn those along the way. And that's the beauty actually of them as athletes and people, is that they were they're on the journey together we were on the journey together, and we were okay about making mistakes. So you should also be that with your coach too, right? If your coach is spending the time with you to get to know you as a person, they're doing the very best they can, but they may make some mistakes too in those decisions. And you got to be kind of comfortable with that. You're making, you know, you should be sort of pairs or couples in the decision kind of going forth, and you're all doing the best you can. And you recognize that, you know, there's a risk in the whole direction and whatnot that you're taking. So it might not be absolute perfect, but that's okay. Like, recognize it's everything is an experimental process moving forward. And you're going to have fun learning along the way. Hopefully things move in the right direction, then there's, you know, it's probably good probability that it will.
Yeah, totally.
How do athletes know if they are the type of person who could benefit from Athletica or a coach or both? How do you make that decision?
Well, as a former self-coached athlete, I was in this journey to learn everything there was about triathlon. And I would read all kinds of stuff, of course. And, oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, yeah, that sounds really good too. Oh, I'll just try this for 2 months. But what I didn't realize that it takes a long time to get really good at something. It takes a long time and a lot of repetitions to actually see the progress. So if you're somebody who can't stick with one plan for more than 2 months, it is a sign that you need to stick to a plan, any plan, for longer than 2 months, because you really need, like Luke Evans said, oh, he was so stoked, used Athletica for 3 years, and he said, oh, the process is so long, he says. But 3 years to me is like, he's young, right? He's in his 20s.
25 to, yeah. He came on in 25. He finished in 28. Well, he's still on it now. But yeah,
to win Ironman, that's pretty fast
amazing
to me. Yeah,
he's a phenom.
But yeah, so where I would start from there, like if you're following a plan for less than 2 months, you need help.
Yeah, I was just gonna say the same sort of thing. Like, it's a long, slow process, And Luke is like the classic example. Listen to that podcast that he did. And he says that's the biggest mistake that people make is they come on and they expect that instant increase in performance over 2 months. And it's a long process. So he said, yeah, it was just, he was very patient. He said, no, this is what he bought in. He believed that he could get there eventually. And sure enough, he did. And then, but it didn't happen in 2 months. It happened with that consistent work year after year after year. It's got better and better and better and longer builds. We've said it before in the last podcast about racing too often. He also learned that lesson too, where he needed these long sort of build periods, and that really developed the fitness that he needed. And now he's getting a little bit of help from yours truly. So I'm really enjoying the process of working with Luke, right? So, and again, he's realized the benefit also of working with a coach. And Athletica got him to a certain place, and now he thinks that he needs a little bit more consultation, coaching to get to, you know, just to see how far he can take it.
I also get the sense that people who need a little kick in the butt are benefit from having a coach. And I don't mean that in a way of, you know, the coach being the taskmaster, but having somebody who they know is going to be, you know, looking at their files and looking at their races and their training and is going to be paying attention. And there's always that kind of sense of like, I need to do this because Paul or Mariana or Paul are watching me. And I have had some clients that I've had for all of a month because they start a training program and they go, it's too much structure. I can't handle it. And that happens too. And that's normal. But if you need someone kind of, not even need, but really want and know that it's going to help you, having somebody to guide you, be a guide with you, I think that's a sign or a way of knowing that you would benefit from having a coach.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
It's so powerful when you know, as an athlete, it's so powerful to know that Paul is reading my file and commenting back. Like it's just another level.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering the converse, if there are times when people don't need a coach.
That's a good question. Well, yeah, I would say actually yes. And the reason is the classic example is the recent Norwegians. So the Norwegians that went 1, 2, 3 in the World Championships, Casper, Gustav, and Christian, they all switched away from Olav Alexander Bu. And went and decided that they would do their own thing, and they're the three best in the world now. So that they certainly valued everything that they got from Olav, and you know, over they all trained together for, whether 6, 7 years, whatever it was, their time together, and they gained an immense amount from that. They're all still friends, but after that time, then it was time for them to move on. And Dan said this as well in the podcast with me, Dan Lorang. And he said that, you know, there does sometimes come a time when certainly in the elite level athlete, when, you know, everything, the relationship has kind of run its course. The coach or the athlete is getting all they sort of need, getting information from the coach alongside the relationship. Maybe they need something else. And I was just like, you know, this was actually what I was going to add on when a coach can actually benefit over Athletica. It's the same sort of thing with the longstanding coach relationship. It could be like a specialist. You come in and like there's someone who's a specialist at run form and running analysis, and that's a weakness of you. Or maybe someone's an expert in nutrition, and you want to try a different nutrition philosophy, say, for example, but you need an expert to guide you through that process, right? And on it kind of goes. There's these different experts that are out there. And that is when you could potentially, not necessarily need a coach or need a new coach, a different sort of skill set along the way.
I want to poke a hole there.
I knew there was something coming. There we go. MJ, what do you got?
We have to remember that the three Norwegians are they have over a decade, 15 years of experience in the Norwegian system. Oh, well, how old are they? 30s?
Late 20s.
So talking about the Norwegian way of living and learning coaching, they've been essentially coaching themselves forever.
Yeah.
Right? Because they've had that ownership over their own training. So yes, Olav Alexander Bu was their head coach, but they had enormous role in their previous coaching relationship too, right? So that probably wouldn't work with just about anyone.
No, exactly. We're talking about completely two different ends of the spectrum, of the contextual spectrum. You're mm-hmm. absolutely right, but it's still possible.
No, totally. But I just wanted to poke a hole there.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're right.
So what advice, you know, if we had to offer a piece of advice to everyday athletes, budget conscious, aware that, you know, coaches are not cheap, what would we want to say to them about the value of a coach and why it would be worth at least exploring with a coach what kind of relationship they might have? What would you say?
I would just say that, like, if you are budget conscious and you've never had a coach before, Athletica is a great place to start as an athlete. Mm-hmm. You'll get some nice starter guidance on that in terms of setting out a plan that's pretty individualized based on your parameters that can start guiding you towards the goal that you might have. Following that, then, you know, and again, if in the, now you've got a little bit to play with, a little bit to spend potentially more on refining, well, then, you know, consult with an Athletica expert, like yourself, Paul, is a great place to go, or you, MJ, etc. And then, you know, again, up on top of that, then maybe after that consult, then it's potentially, you might want to inquire about coaching possibilities as well, so that, you know, you've got that relationship as you go forward. I think there's just sort of different degrees there, depending on your own context. And let's be honest, cost often comes into this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think having a good coach is a shortcut and, saved time on both the, you know, reaching your goals, but also the learning. A good coach will teach you and help you reflect so that you can learn from the process. Depending on like what your goals are, it's an investment for your health or investment on your personal journey towards your goal. So either way, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm. I would really also encourage, you know, I know that most national federations, you know, I know USA Cycling and USA Triathlon have directories of coaches. And I would definitely recommend contacting several coaches and talking with them, not just online, but having, you know, set up a Zoom meeting or a Google Meet and getting to know them, because I know that there are people that you connect with and it's like, mm-hmm. okay, this person gets me, or this person understands my context and my situation. And I think that's really important, because, you know, I think that is how you make the progress, and that you can put your trust and faith into somebody so that there's a connection there. And that's what's going to drive the relationship.
Yeah. Totally. And, you know, like some people need a different coaching style. Not everybody needs exactly the same coaching style. Like you mentioned that somebody said, oh, that's way too much structure. Somebody might want a coach just for their accountability. There are different coaching styles and coaching needs. So find one that works for you.
Big time. It's just like it's like a relationship, right? It's like you finding your partner, right? And it's like, it's very similar when you're finding a coach that you want to work with, right? And it's like, there's chemistry that needs to be there, that you need to appreciate or blend with. And it's not going to be, you're not going to have that for everyone, but mm-hmm. yeah, you want to, you know, when you find something you really like, then just like you're with your partners, it's like, it's meant to be. It's really good. It's a positive to your life and your world and your goal.
Absolutely. Anything else we want to add about coaching?
I think, even if you try a coach for a while, it's always okay to say, hey, this is not working. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, you haven't wasted. It's always a learning process for both of you, right? Like Paul said, that it's there needs to be chemistry. It's not always easy for a coach either, right? I think the most important thing is like building trust from the get-go, and you know, being honest with each other. And even though you know, just knowing that the coach is there, you know, checking your file after gets you out the door, it is important to always be honest with your coach and an athlete and figure out the way to communicate each other. That builds that trust.
The trust factor is key. And but yeah, you need to work on building that trust. And once you do, though, it's a great thing. But it's that relationship connection, and the trust is the thing that that seals it for you. And when you have that, it's fantastic. But if you don't, like you're saying, if it's not working, search elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of coaches out there, and there's a lot of good coaches who will help you and bring you farther. And I want to go back to something that we discussed in the episode with Jared Markowitz, who was talking about the reflection piece and how a coach can help a everyday athlete really reflect on the progress that they're making and progress they're making towards their goals. And I think that's a really important part of that process.
Yeah. Sometimes we're so deep into the weeds that we forget where we came from. Right. We don't remember. We don't see how much we've improved. And sometimes we just need to, as coaches, to remind our athletes, look where you started, right?
Totally.
Look at your journey and like, look at all these wonderful things, these kick-ass performances that you've done, and, you know, appreciate that. Sometimes that's our, you know, job too.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you for listening today to the Athlete's Compass podcast. Take a moment now, subscribe, share, and let's keep navigating this endurance adventure together. Improve your training with the science-based training platform Athletica and join the conversation at the Athletica Forum. For Mariana Rakai and Dr. Paul Larson, I'm Paul Warlowski, and this has been the Athlete's Compass podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed another episode of the Athlete's Compass podcast, your North Star through the sometimes complicated world of training for your endurance sport. We appreciate your comments and training questions and your 5-star reviews. For a deeper dive into the science of endurance sports, listen to the Training Science Podcast and check out the adaptive AI training platform athletica.ai. Thanks for listening.